The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hey, did you hear the good news about Trans World Radio? Yeah, I came to you on Thursday and a little bit on Friday telling you about the great need, but also the great opportunity to send radios to Africa through Trans World Radio. Hey, listen, they have transmitters all over the continent of Africa, but they don't do any good unless you got a radio to receive the message. I mean, that just makes sense. If you got a transmitter, nobody's got a radio. What good is a transmitter? Came to you on behalf of Trans World Radio. I gave you a goal, $7,800, 156 radios at $50 a radio. Folks, you stepped up big time, big time, big time. You blew past the $7,800 goal. Right now, we are sitting at $9,200. The goal was, 156 radios. We are right at 184. Now, we have surpassed our goal, but wouldn't it be cool if we could get to 200 radios? Just another $800. I mean, we've already got 9,200. Seriously, another 800 is not that big a deal. If just a few of you would call 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. 56, if just a few of you could give a little more, we could get at that $10,000 mark and 200 radios. I am thrilled. I am ecstatic at the 9,200 and 184 radios. I am just so thankful, so grateful, so excited. I am so blessed. But do you think we could go to 10,000? Another $800. I'm throwing it out there. You pray about it. You do what God tells you to do. 888-988-5656 is the number. 888-988-5656. Or you can go online, thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on the Trans World Radio banner, TWR, and you can give online as well. Up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. Good is bad, bad is good. Have you been following what's going on in particularly Seattle and in Portland? Evil people, and I say this advisedly, carefully, but truthfully. Good people with good intentions do not hurt, harm, loot, destroy, burn, pillage. Good people don't do that. That's what evil people do. America has embraced protest, and we should, peaceful protest. But when you take over cities, burn down buildings, loot, steal, injure authorities, police officers, that's not protesting. That's anarchy. Well, Portland and Seattle has had night after night, and isn't it interesting? You know, the Bible says the wicked man loves darkness rather than light. Isn't it interesting? Hardly any of the rioting and fires and so forth happens during the daytime. It's almost always at night. In fact, I read one story this morning, and I think it was in Portland. And a news reporter in Portland said the peaceful protests began around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then darkness falls. And all hell breaks out after dark. Anyway, things have gotten so bad that the Seattle City Council voted unanimously to forbid Seattle police to use non-lethal crowd control tools. Now, how else? I mean, if it turns into a riot, people are getting hurt, buildings are being burned out, what are you going to do? The City Council of Seattle voted unanimously to ban all police crowd control tools that are non-lethal. Because it threatened peaceful protesters. Well, if they were peaceful protesters, you wouldn't need to fire tear gas, pepper spray, and so forth. Anyway, as a result of the city council's action, get this. If you want to know how goofy things are when completely controlled by the liberal left, the police department in Seattle issued this letter to business owners and residents of Seattle. You ready? I have the letter in my hand. This is from the chief of police for Seattle. And I quote, "Dear business owner and or resident, please know that the Seattle Police Department is committed to addressing life safety incidents and calls for service and responding to ongoing demonstrations and, and unrest in the city. Please also know that the City Council Ordinance 119805 crowd control tool goes into effect this weekend, Sunday, July 26th. This ordinance bans Seattle police officers the use of less lethal tools, including pepper spray that is commonly used to disperse crowds that have turned violent. Simply put, the legislation gives officers no, and no is capitalized and in it's highlighted. Simply put, the legislation gives officers no ability to safely intercede to preserve property in the midst of a large violent crowd. It is important to bring to your attention that yesterday I sent the City Council a letter assuring them that as the chief of police, I have done my due diligence of informing them numerous times of the foreseeable impact of this ordinance on upcoming events. The letter is attached for your reference. Get this. Here's the take home. For these reasons, Seattle police will have an adjusted deployment in response to any demonstrations this weekend, as I will never ask our officers to risk their personal safety to protect property without the tools to do so in a safe way. So in other words, the chief of police, in a very strongly worded statement critical of the city council, said, I am sorry, you're on your own. We can't protect you. I refuse to put my police officers in danger without the proper tools. And I am sorry. I apologize. But you're on your own. You will have to protect yourself. Now, update. A federal judge has issued a temporary injunction for this law because the federal judge said, are you kidding me? That's going to put police in danger and it's going to put the people of Seattle in danger. So a federal judge has issued a temporary injunction blocking this new law instituted by a majority vote of the city council in Seattle. Now, according to Seattle City Council member Kashama Sawant, now, she is an avowed Marxist, loud and proud. She's proud of it. She's not trying to hide it. Who is it blame? American capitalism. Headline: Seattle council member rips brutality of American capitalism for endangering peaceful protesters. These peaceful protesters have killed several people, injured many, many more, caused multiple millions of dollars in damage, and yet this city councilwoman says the brutality of American capitalism is endangering peaceful protesters. Like I said, up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. Now, before we go to the break, here is from the Seattle Police Department official report over this past weekend. This is from the police department, and I quote, "Officers are recovering from protests yesterday where they were struck with explosives, rocks, bottles, and wood. Throughout the day, officers were moving protesters away from the East Precinct after they threw an explosive at the building, causing structural damage. A bomb. The peaceful protesters, praised by this whacked-out Seattle council member, threw bombs. Quote, in all, 59 officers were injured throughout the day. The peaceful protesters injured 59 Seattle police officers. This is what happens when the liberal left is in charge. Oh, and by the way, it's Trump's fault. Why? How? I have no idea, but I mean, any reasonable person knows it's Trump's fault. Wow. All right, we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
It's interesting to watch the politics unfold around us as we get closer and closer to the election. And one thing I have noticed is, at least from my observation, there are far, far, far more Biden signs and yards than Trump. Now, a casual observance might conclude that, well, that's because nobody supports Trump and everybody supports Biden. Well, it is true that Biden is ahead in all of the major polls, although, and maybe we'll get to it in the next hour, ABC News just came out with a poll that said they broke it down not in popular vote but electoral vote, and their conclusion was Biden was ahead in electoral college votes, but barely. It was not an insurmountable lead. He's barely leading, and there are enough undecideds that the election concerning the electoral college, which is the only thing that matters, fortunately, is a toss-up. But anyway, what I started to say is, my conclusion from just talking to people and observing is that there are not many Trump signs out because people are afraid. The liberal left has become so angry, vindictive, and even violent that I think many, many Trump supporters are afraid to put a sign out in their yard. I don't know about you, but I find that very, very, very sad that we've come to the place in America where you cannot express your political beliefs because of fear, and I mean real fear. I am not saying this will happen to you or in your neighborhood, but listen to this headline out of Milwaukee. This is from Fox TV in Milwaukee. Headline: Black Trump supporter murdered in Milwaukee. A black Trump supporter who was well known for standing on street corners with Vote Trump signs and others with Bible verses was killed Thursday of last week. Friends identified the victim as 60-year-old Burnell Trammell. He was killed in a daylight shooting near Bremen Street and Wright Street. A memorial is growing for the man who friends say was kind, loving, and not afraid to speak his mind. A neighbor said the guy was just full of love. Now, they do not have a suspect. They're not positive. But it is believed that he was murdered because he was a black supporting Donald Trump. 12:30 last Thursday, the middle of the afternoon, shot in cold blood. I think that speaks so much about the attitude of the liberal left in America. It really does. Hey, we're going to go quickly to Craig in Mount Gilead. Hey, Craig, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bob?
I am well, Craig. Thanks for asking.
Talking about C versus Trump signs you see and the polls talking about people to being afraid to express their support for Trump. I think it all depends on where you live. My son and I own a business where we travel 15 counties in central Ohio. And the only Biden signs I see is Franklin County. And that's the stronghold for the Democrats. And I think probably most of your supporters for Trump in Franklin County are probably afraid to put a sign out, probably afraid to say anything. You drive Morrow County, you'll see Trump flags, Trump signs. You won't see a Biden sign. I see that in Union County. I see it in a lot of the places. There are places I drive and people, they got 7 Trump flags in their front yard. You won't see that in Franklin County.
Oh, no.
You'll see it in a lot of other places.
No, and you won't see it in my hometown of Westerville either, Craig. Hey, thanks for the info. I appreciate it. Thanks. Keep your boots clean, though, all right? All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.